Genesis chapter 18. And Yahweh appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and three men stood near him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, "My sovereign, if now I have found favor in your sight, do not pass away, I pray you, from your servant. Let a little water, I ask you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort you your hearts. After that you shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant." And they said, "So do, as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah, and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, and knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth." And Abraham ran to the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "In the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind them. Now Abram and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my master being old also?" And Yahweh said to Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?' Is anything too hard for Yahweh? At the time appointed, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Then Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. And he said, "No, but you did laugh." And the men rose up from there and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Yahweh said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." And Yahweh said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come to me, and if not, I will know." And the men turned their faces from there and went toward Sodom. But Yahweh stood yet before Abraham. And Abraham drew near and said, "Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? What if there be 50 righteous within the city? Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are there? That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous should be as the wicked, and that be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And Yahweh said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes." And Abraham answered and said, "Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to Yahweh, which I am but dust and ashes. What if there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous? Will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, "If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it." And he spoke to him yet again and said, "What if there be 40 found there?" And he said, "I will not do it for 40. And he said to him, "Oh, let not Yahweh be angry, and I will speak. What if there are 30 found there?" And he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to my sovereign. What if there shall be 20 found there?" And he said, "I will not destroy it for 20's sake." And he said, "Oh, let not Yahweh be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. What if 10 shall be found there?" And he said, "I will not destroy it for 10's sake." And Yahweh went his way, as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. End of chapter.